Welcome back, everyone! It's been a long time, isn't it? So relax, get a cup of coffee, and get ready to enjoy! Hello! This is Santiago, and today I'm going to talk about how frustrating it can be to learn to program and how it's totally worth it in the end. I'm gonna tell you my experience with programming. I'm not gonna lie, programming is not as easy as it seems. Well, at least it wasn't for me. Let's consider that in order to program, you must learn another language. And I'm not talking about German, Italian, or French. I'm talking about a specific one that allows you to communicate and interact with any device, computer, or even the digital world. And as in any language, you must know its syntax and semantics. You know, I study electronics, so I definitely needed to learn how to program. And I took the programming course a year ago. Everyone told me that this teacher was the most difficult, and also that I wasn't going able to pass his class. All I can say now is, yeah, it was difficult, but I made it. His project was a feat in my life. Let me refresh my memory and tell you my story. The new semester had begun, and that Monday I arrived early at the university. The programming class was my first class on the schedule, and I could not wait to have my first approach to this new knowledge. I sat next to the teacher's desk that day, and I waited for him. His name was Daniel. As soon as he arrived, he gave us a short introduction to the course and said something I will never forget. He said, "Due to the great technological advance we are having these days, very, very soon the fact of not knowing how to program will be considered the second illiteracy in the global population." Jesus, this immediately gave me an idea of how important this class was going to be for me, not only for my studies, but for my future life. So I said, okay, let's get started with this. I remember that day I created my first program. It was really basic. Its function was only to print out a message saying, "Hello world." That day, the nightmare began. Little by little, I began to get used to the programming terms, structures, and functions. However, writing the code was the most complicated and elaborate thing. C++ is one of those computer languages in which if you forget a semicolon or a comma, the program is not compiled, and therefore doesn't work. Finding where the error is, however small, takes time, and it's frustrating, really, really frustrating. In all the imperative programming languages, the most important thing is to know how to handle their primitives, which are the statements, the conditionals, and the loops. If you have this idea in mind, the only thing left is imagination, in order to create any program you want. And that's exactly what the exercises proposed by my teacher were based on. There were not many, but they were complex. The mental abstraction capacity you need to solve a complex problem through code is immense. During those days, I understood that the phrase, "If you can imagine it, you can program it," was completely true. I still remember every night that I didn't sleep because I was writing code, or at least understanding how to put it together to work. Each difficult programming exercise that I resolved made me feel better because I knew it was one more step. Everything was fine. I was proud of what I had learned, but all that was nothing compared to what was coming. The final project was coming! That was my reaction when I realized it. Well, basically the project was to create a video game from scratch. It had to contain all the topics and structures we have seen during the whole semester and even more, because they weren't enough. I felt stressed and under pressure from a month before the deadline. I thought it was not going to make it. Do you know what I did? I locked myself in my bedroom for a whole weekend. I organized all the codes I had to reuse them, and I did a lot of research on Google and on YouTube. The amount of information about games I could find was impressive. So the sources weren't a problem, actually. Nevertheless, what costed me most was to put everything together and make the main structure of the game work. 72 hours later, I had a simple game, but internally very complex. I created a game similar to the classic Hangman. There were tears in my eyes when I succeeded. After that, the following weeks, I just devoted myself to the small details as a symptom of my perfectionism. And my teacher saw my project and congratulated me. I got a well-deserved A. I got an A! I couldn't believe it. Nonetheless, now I think that having passed the course was not my greatest achievement, but the fact that I never had problems with programming again. I'm taking right now more advanced courses and, of course, in other computer languages. I'm really glad to say that I enjoy them, because they leave me with the intrigue of what else I'm able to develop in terms of programming. Well, mates, this been my experience with programming, and thanks for listening to my story. If someone is going through the same, I hope it helps. And that's it. See you in the next podcast, and I send you a big hug. Take care. Bye.